This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. The latest data shows farm bankruptcies increasing year over year. We will hear more from Joe Pfeiffer, an attorney from Hiawatha, Iowa, next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further, and it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
The latest data from the Administrative Office of the United States Courts shows farm bankruptcies increasing year over year. Joe Pfeiffer, an attorney with Ag and Business Legal Strategies in Hiawatha, Iowa, says the numbers are disturbing.
The Administrative Office of the United States Courts points out in the first 6 months of 2025, 181 Chapter 12 bankruptcies were filed nationwide. That's up 57% from what it was in 2024. That's more filings than we had in either 2022 or 2023.
Pfeiffer says the uncertainty brought about by the trade war and the loss of ag markets is contributing to the rise in farm bankruptcies.
Now, China is buying soybeans from Argentina. It's been buying soybeans from Brazil. Once you lose a market like that, the chances of getting it back are really slim because we're no longer viewed as a reliable supplier because of the trade things that are going on.
He adds that in addition to the financial stress currently being felt by farmers, emotional stress is taking a toll as well. He relates a story of one of his customers.
He's scared. He's afraid of what it's going to be like to tell his wife about it. He's embarrassed because he's brought in family on both sides to help keep the operation running. So he's scared. He's afraid of what are going to people going to think. Am I the failure that lost the family farm?
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, visit iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.